Hey guys, and welcome back to Taste of Premier. I'm actually in my office this week. Go figure. We got a great show this week. I've got two great, great guys. First, I have Senior Architect Kevin Fleck, and I also have CTO of Enterprise Services Scott Lingle with us. So without further ado, Chris, play the music. Hey guys, as I just said, I have Kevin Fleck with us and Scott Lingle. Hey guys, how are you guys doing today?
Doing well, Lex.
Hey Lex, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. So Scott, you're a Charlotte guy. You're normally based in the Carolinas.
I am.
Yep. And Kevin, where are you?
I live in Kalamazoo, Michigan, about 2 hours from the closest Microsoft office, but that's the wonder of the devices and services today. It keeps me connected all the time.
It does. And before we dive into that, what's Kalamazoo famous for?
We're actually famous for many things, but one of them was actually Gibson guitars. They were started and founded here as well.
Yeah, they were. And I've got a huge smile on my face because I own about 100 of them.
Wow.
So I actually have some friends that were craftsmen at the Kalamazoo plant. And one of my good friends is actually Les Paul, and he just passed away. And I've got several of his personal guitars. So Chris is going to throw a picture up, I think, of me with a Les Paul, hopefully. Chris, if you can work that out, that'd be great. For those of you that don't know, the Chris that I'm talking to is our producer. He kind of stays behind the scenes, and nobody ever sees him, but he's there all the time, always watching, always listening. So, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Lex. Boy, you run in some powerful circles there.
Yeah, Les and I were friends for a long, long time. He was awesome. He was kind of my surrogate grandfather. He was awesome. He was a brilliant guy. It was like being friends with Thomas Edison.
That is wild. Wow.
Yeah. So, listen, let me ask you a couple of questions. I've heard a lot, and I think everybody at Microsoft has, about the fact that as a company, we're kind of being redefined. We're being kind of defined as a devices and services company now instead of a software company. I know we're not going to stop writing and creating great software. That's always going to be a part of what Microsoft does. But what does the devices and services company aspect of that mean, you know, to us?
Sure. Well, I mean, you're right, Lex. Things aren't going to change that drastically on the one hand. On the other hand, they will. I mean, Microsoft has always positioned ourselves as the worldwide leader in software, services, and solutions. We've always had a really clear vision and a strategy to put a computer on every desktop and in every home. And by many measures, I think we've achieved that vision. So now we have this aspiration to become the worldwide leader in devices and services. So what does that really mean? It's really important, I think, for us as Microsoft employees, but really for our customers and for the overall industry to understand what this new corporate strategy means to us. Because we're transforming in a very fundamental way to a company that's focusing on an entire family of devices and services, both for the individuals as well as for businesses, really to help people, to empower people to focus on the activities that they value most. And Lex, if you think about it, it really comes down to three key components. It's about being a devices company, for sure, about being a consumer services company, and about being a business services company as well. And when we talk about devices, it's about the entire range of devices, from PC to tablet to laptop to phone and even to Xbox. And it's really about recognizing this explosion that we're seeing in the market today and expanding our focus from the roughly 300 million PCs per year to the almost 3 billion devices that we see being released every year. So that's the devices side. When we talk about services, and remember I mentioned being both a consumer services company as well as a business services company. If we look at the consumer services side of it, we have, of course, our flagship consumer services, the ones that we all know and love, things like Bing and SkyDrive, Skype, Hotmail, Outlook.com. And you know, I'm in the enterprise services organization, and we can't really minimize our focus on the consumer, even in enterprise services, because at the end of the day, all of our enterprise customers are really playing a dual role, and at the end of the day, they're all consumers as well. So we have to really be cognizant of that end-to-end experience, whether it be on the consumer services side or the business services side. And bringing us into business services, of course, we have our great products, things like Office 365, SkyDrive Pro, Yammer, CRM Online, Intune, and Lex, what we refer to as our cloud operating system, things like Windows Server, Windows Azure, System Center, and Active Directory. So it's really those three key components, devices, our consumer services, and our business services as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a lot of stuff. That's a fairly major transformation from just being a company that focuses on software to being a company that focuses on software services and devices, or a devices and services company, as we're going to call it. You know, how do we make sure that Microsoft is ready for that transformation, and is Microsoft ready for that?
Yeah, because it is a pretty big transformation. The good news is Microsoft, and anybody that follows Microsoft has probably seen this, we've gone through major transformations before. So I've been here for a while. I know you've been here for a while, Lex, as well. I've been here now over 18 years. And we were, I could remember back to my early days at Microsoft. In fact, I remember the very first day I showed up at Microsoft and I had my first exposure to devices, believe it or not. On day one, I received a device that I had been lusting over for years. It was my very first pager, silly me. I don't know why I ever wanted one of those things. Great one-way communication device. I know that you and many other people remember those days as well. On day two, I remembered I received my very first Microsoft-issued computer. It was a state-of-the-art compact 486 luggable device. We had 4 megabytes of memory, 120 megabytes of disk space, and it weighed in at a svelte 17.4 pounds. Shortly thereafter, Lex, Microsoft leapt into this world of unified communications, and I received my first corporate cell phone as well. It was one of those Motorola flip phones. I know you remember that. It was a little bit better than the Bagaphone that I had in my personal life at the time. But just a couple of months after I joined Microsoft, it was back in 1995, and I remember the date, May 26, 1995, Bill Gates penned this memo that became known as the Internet Tidal Wave. In this memo, you should go Bing it. It's out there on the Internet. You could see it, and you know, I encourage you to read it. It's really, really interesting memo. He talked about the fierce competitors that we were facing at the time. He was talking about companies like Sun and Netscape and Lotus. He talked about, Lex, a future where, imagine this, every PC was going to be connected to the internet. He talked about doing these really far out things like planning a trip, paying a bill, and making a purchase online. This was just a couple of months after I joined Microsoft. And probably most importantly, he talked about transforming ourselves as a company that would really reinvent ourselves, and we would transform our own business, both our platform business, our developer business, and our application business. And we talk about transformation, Lex, even more recently, just a few years ago, I'm sure everybody remembers this, it was the spring of 2010, and Steve Ballmer, he went to the University of Washington, and he gave his famous, we're all in the cloud speech. And if you go back and review that speech, you can really see the genesis of this transformation that we're going through today, to this company that revolves around devices and services. We've gone through many other transformations over the years, and we've kind of survived, and we've thrived in through each one of those transformations. And I think, Lex, it really comes down to a few core things. First, it comes to our intense focus on our customers and really understanding their business and helping them to be successful. It's come down to a deep understanding of our competitors as well. And as much as anything, it really comes down to our very committed people like you, Lex, and many others, with the ability and the aspiration to transform. So I view this transformation of devices and services as really the next logical step in this long journey that we've been on. we do have a long history of powering devices with Windows. We have a long history of delivering high-value experiences with things like Office on the front end. We have a long history of delivering enterprise value and solutions with things like Windows Server and Exchange and SQL. So as we move forward, Lex, we're going to be building on that foundation as we go through this transformation. We'll be providing our customers with even greater, higher value experiences. It does come back to the experiences there. And we'll in the end, we're going to provide our customers with the devices and those well-integrated back-end cloud services.
Cool. So that sounds awesome. I have to remark on your first machine. It was a Compaq 46. Is that right?
Yeah, the luggable, yes.
Yeah, the luggable. That's awesome. Mine was a Northgate 386 with 1 meg of RAM and a 20 meg hard drive, I believe. But I started out supporting Windows 286 and Windows 386. I started about 5 years before you did. So
there you go. But
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, and the thing is, I don't think I've ever told anybody this story, but it was a Northgate tower, and a buddy of mine got a job at Microsoft. He was in the class that trained just before my class did.
Okay.
So he snuck me into the training room because back then the way that it was set up is you went into the training room and the seat that you sat in, that's the machine that you got. And you carried it through training and then out to your desk when you were done with training. So we scoped him out and I found the best machine, the one that I wanted. And I showed up about 30 minutes early and made sure that I was sitting in that seat.
Why am I not surprised?
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. So as CTO for Enterprise Services, what does the transformation mean to your org?
You know, Lex, I obviously get that question a lot, and I try not to get people all riled up or concerned. But the real answer is it's not about one or two things. It's about everything. It literally, this transformation that we're going through is literally about everything that we do. And I think we're in a pretty humble position here because the company and really even the industry to a certain extent is looking for us to lead the way through this transformation. As we go through this transformation, there's this topic out there and there's a great book out there as well around consumption economics, where our customers are looking for us and other vendors and partners to provide more services sooner rather than later. Our customers are looking for us to provide them with more help, not less, as we go through this transformation. And because our customers are going through this transformation as well. Again, the whole industry is going through this transformation. And this is exactly when our customers need us now, I think, more than ever to really help them to navigate through this complexity. When I look internally, Lex, it's as much about a culture shift for us as well, because this is an impact. Again, it's not about one or two things. It's an impact across all of our products, our technologies, our solutions, our offerings. We need now more than ever. We need to break down walls internally and externally. And even Microsoft, the big Microsoft's going through a pretty significant reorganization that's been pretty public over the past six to nine months. And we need to get out of some of those silos that we've been in. We need to kind of blur the lines. We talk about providing like strategic strategy services. Kevin is in that part of the organization, providing consulting services and providing support services. We really need to blur the lines across all of those things because this transformation of devices and services impacts everything that we do. It impacts the way that we propose solutions with customers. It impacts the way that we deliver these solutions with our customers. And it impacts the way that we support our customers as well. So, Lex, it's really about everything.
So, Scott, can you be a little more specific around what this means from a devices and services perspective?
So, Lex, it really starts with the full range of devices. And some of them are going to be first-party created by Microsoft. Some of them will be partnered devices that are powered by Microsoft. And, you know, as you know, our devices are really the primary way in which our customers' employees, our customers' partners, and our customers' customers will interact with back-end services. So again, we'll have the full range of devices. But at the end of the day, these devices, as we go into this new world, these devices still need to be installed, configured, deployed, secured, and managed. And our role in Microsoft, in this broader ecosystem, is to drive the adoption of these devices into the enterprise and help our customers to embrace that consumerization of IT. Everybody's bringing in their devices, the BYOD initiative. We really need to help our customers to be more productive with their devices, help them, you know, more easily and readily leverage and use those devices at work. And Lex, when we talk about those devices, it's as much about the personas, it's as much about the applications running on all devices connected to everything, everywhere, most of the time. And it's to help our customers in this world of mobility. Everybody wants to talk about mobility now. And to me, as we're providing services around mobility, it's really about everything from the user experience, the application architecture, to application development, to enterprise application integration, the business intelligence, parallel data warehouses, and big data, and stitching all of those things together. That's the devices side. Drill a little bit deeper on the services side, you know, the business services side. We hear a lot about it. We talk about software as a service, SaaS, infrastructure as a service, IaaS, and platform as a service. Has, if we peel back a little bit on each one of those, with software as a service, you know, again, we talk about Office 365 and Yammer and CRM online, even with those rich back-end services, we still have users that need to be enabled and deployed and to provision and onboarded and integrated into existing environments. And then to help our customers layer on top of that really value-added experiences and solutions with, you know, maybe some advanced collaboration workloads like enterprise social is really hot these days. You know, of course, in platform as a service, we have, of course, great technologies with Azure and SQL. And again, we need to help our customers to architect and develop and deploy and maintain those modern applications, because our customers are looking to develop really compelling solutions on top of that platform, because they need to better serve their customers, they need to design better products, they need to make better decisions with things like predictive analytics. And now, this great technology we have with Azure Infrastructure as a Service and with Windows Server and System Center, and helping our customers to deploy those advanced workloads, whether it be in the public cloud, whether it be in a partner cloud, or whether it be in a private data center. I mean, this is like technology nirvana. How long have we been waiting for this environment? And help our customers' IT environment and infrastructure and deliver this advanced technology and the processes and the tooling. We could develop an entirely new breed of IT professionals in this new environment. And Lex, it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's pulling all of these things together, stitching it all together to make it all work seamlessly. So providing great integration services with things like security and identity and access management and overall systems management solutions, and to build these trusted partnerships with the enterprise. Lex, I'd add one more thing that as we pull all of these things together, we talk about these three silos that we have here in Microsoft Enterprise Services, My World, with Enterprise Strategy and Consulting and Premier Support as well. Pulling all those things together from a strategy perspective, our enterprise strategy folks who take our customers' business, understand their business and their business objectives, and map the rich devices and services, technical solutions, tell the entire story to the customer, and deliver these long-range plans and roadmaps to get there. And then, as well, our Premier Support Services, a huge asset that we have here to, as we look to fully embrace this devices and services world, again, in everything that we do, and provide innovative support offerings as well for both devices as well as our services with SaaS infrastructure and platform as a service.
Yep, and that's phenomenal, right? The thing that comes to my mind is, well, there's a couple of things. Number one, you know, as a company, it's not the first time that we've embraced this bet on the future scenario, right? Where we face it almost every day. But there are key times that I'm sure you remember in our company's history where we've done that before. You know, there's this new thing coming out, you know, like the internet, and we're going to bet the company. We're gonna bet the company on it, and we're going to do a great job because we're all smart people. We're going to kick butt, and at some point, we're going to be dominant. And that's the way that it's always worked out. You know, when Bill made his famous "a computer on every desk" statement, back then, he was talking about PCs more than likely, but the landscape has changed a bit, and now computers are things like our phones, you know. Right. That my phone is probably more powerful than that Northgate 386 tower that I had.
Oh, no question about it.
I certainly have a lot more storage and a lot more memory in it.
It's a lot more fun, too.
And it is a lot more fun. But this sounds like a fairly comprehensive challenge and a fairly comprehensive story.
Yeah, it really is. And when you take it all together, I tell you, Lex, there's no place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be in the industry right now than in Microsoft, because this really puts us in Microsoft in what we like to look at as that enviable, very enviable category of one. Because there's really no other company on the planet that has the breadth of solutions, the breadth of products and technologies. Again, we've always been the worldwide leader in software services and solutions, and now we aspire to be the worldwide leader in devices and services, and we're well on our way. But the breadth of solutions that we have from a devices perspective, from a public cloud perspective, from a private cloud, private data center perspective, with the integrated directory, security, and identity solutions, from strategy to consulting and support. Oh, and let's not forget about all those great consumer services that we have. There really is no other company on the planet, and we love the position that we're in, and this is such an exciting time to be in. I love this transformation. I love change. Someone mentioned to me very, very early on in my career, and he said, Scott, if you don't like change, if you don't like transformation, you're probably in the wrong business. Well, I don't think I'm in the wrong business. I love this business that we're in. I look forward to the coming years ahead as we continue with this journey and this transformation.
You and me both, brother. I love it. I think that's the thing that makes our jobs fun.
It's so cool.
It is so cool. Kevin, you still with us?
I'm still here, Lex.
Awesome. Well, I hope we didn't make you wait too long.
No, this was a great discussion. Building it up, getting me more excited sitting here.
Awesome. So, as an IT pro, you know, I know that devices and services means a lot to you. What are the top 10 things that an IT pro can do around devices and services to turn them into an IT hero?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because this is a, you know, very important about how we actually utilize these devices and services and what you can do. And I think there's a lot of misconceptions and misthinking about out there about that device and services are just an evolution of an application, or it's just a new product or any of those things. But it's really not. It's the paradigm shift, as Scott talked about. And so this top 10 list will really get the IT pro's mind thinking about what could happen. And so let me start with that. At number 10, the IT pro can help the end users and the business be productive quicker. The IT pro will even be productive quicker. If you think about it, by leveraging those devices and services and even the cloud services, it doesn't take long to instantiate an instance of Azure or a new SQL database or bring up an app or even publish a new device to the infrastructure. You can do that much faster than if you were building a server the traditional way or even with virtualization. So you're going to be productive much quicker, hence making you the hero. And then on to number 9, you have more available options to get things done. It's not just, oh, what do I pick, or going through an application selection, or figuring out what server I should use. Really, all you need to think about now is, what's the right device? What's the right service that I need? Do I need Office 365? Do I need SharePoint within that? Do I utilize Link? Do I need a component of Azure? Do I need media services, or which device do I use? I mean, there's a full range of devices that you can use, and they're pretty much so plug and play these days. So as you think about that across the Microsoft Device and Services platform, you're going to be able to, you know, provide much more available options to get those things done and deliver the capabilities that your end users and your business is demanding from you today. And then that brings us to number 8, and this is an important one. It's improved control of the data and company assets. Today, you're actually, even though we have a lot of IT governance and a lot of control within that, you're probably finding that your end users are not necessarily following those things. Why is that? Well, because they're using a lot of these independent consumer-oriented cloud services and devices today, and they're bringing them into the IT environment, whether they're sanctioned or not. So they may be bringing in a tablet, and they may have a service like Dropbox or Evernote or any of those things. And guess what? Your data is now not in your control. And who knows where it's going and how it's being used and how it's being shared. Well, through the Microsoft Device and Services, you're able to provide those same type of services, such as SkyDrive, such as OneNote, such as all of the Microsoft form factors for devices and tablets and laptops and ultrabooks, and you're able to put all those together and deliver those functionality that your end users are demanding, and doing it in a very managed and corporate controlled way, so that you actually are keeping ownership of your data and still enabling those end users what they can do, what they need to do. And that brings us to number 7, increased efficiency. And increased efficiency, you as the IT pro are actually becoming much more efficient because you're able to very quickly just run through, get your device set up, get your server set up, do configuration. You're able to actually, even on the management side, so as you look at services such as Intune or the evolution of our management services, you're able to really increase your own efficiency so that you're driving the results that much quicker. And on to number 6, make device and services work together has never been easier. One of the things that our, as Microsoft, and the changes that Scott went through a little bit earlier, is that our whole company has been rallying around this device and services era. And within that, all of our device and services are integrating together. And that's making it so Office works great with SharePoint. The devices work great with SkyDrive. SkyDrive works great with Identity. And the list goes on. If you think about search and just being able to swipe in from the right-hand side of the screen on your Windows 8.1 device, you now have search that integrates across all of the different services, so you have one-stop shop. Where else can you do that today? And it doesn't stop there. We also have integrated with other companies as well, such as the announcement of Azure services integrating with Oracle and a better support there. We're expanding out of above and beyond even our own ecosystem. And you, the IT pro, are going to be the hero in that story to the end users, so that you're not the blocker, you're the enabler, really enabling them to get things done. Which we're halfway through, but it doesn't end there. We got some more high impact ways that you can be the hero. So let's move on to number 5. This is one of my favorites. It's focusing on the value and the solutions for the business IT. How many times over the last several years have you spent 80% of your time on support? Something's not working, you know, you're dreading Monday, it's been a long weekend, some new solution was just rolled out, and your phone's ringing off the hook, your email's blowing up, you're getting text messages, you are spending now your whole Monday and Tuesday fixing problems, trying to figure out what's going on, and you're spending all your time there. while the demands from the end users and the business is growing large about how do I get these new capabilities, well, that's where these devices and services can really help you. And you're able to now focus on giving those the value-added solutions and delivering the capabilities much easier, because you're able to take what's the right cloud service, what's the right on-premise service, what's the right device, how do I get that done, and how do I deliver to the end user very efficiently and quick, as we talked about earlier. So you and I are adding value instead of just focusing your time on mundane support options. And now on to number four, rapid and controlled evolution and rollout of solutions. This is a big one in the device era. We have had all those years, the annual or the biannual or every three-year laptop refresh or desktop refresh or rollout of those solutions, and then end users had old technology for a while, and that was your schedule. Well, now you can actually, with the cloud services and devices, you can very rapidly get those new functions available. And in fact, if you're on our cloud services, such as Office 365, the users are getting those upgrades as they become available and as they've been integrated in. And you, as the IT pro, don't really even have to do much with that. It just happens. So you're able to, again, focus on adding the value-added solutions to that. And you are looking like the hero, making sure your users have the latest and greatest solutions. And that's a great thing. So let's move on to number three. Now that you're able to have all this efficiency and rapid rollouts and evolutions of the device and services, you're now allowed to be more innovative and creative. You can come up with new ways to get things done. You can come up with new ways to manage the supply chain of your company. You can come up with new ways to figure out how do we enable new business models. You can really focus on driving that innovation and being creative and thinking in new ways to get things done. And that's where, you know, all of us as an IT pro, I've been an IT pro, those are the areas that are the more fun and we're able to actually really add value to the business, is if we're driving innovation and we're coming up with new creative ways to solve problems. And now let's move on to number two. Number two, I know that all of you will relate to this one because you see it every day. Every day you come in, you look at the environment, those things, the signs are there. So number two is remove complexity. We all have built up complex IT environments over the years. It always seems that end users and the business want new stuff, but we never get rid of the old stuff. And that's a big problem. So it just keeps building up and building up, and it makes it hard for us to get things done. Well, if we embrace the devices and services era, and we start to utilize those cloud services from Microsoft and all of the devices, we will start to eliminate the complexity and also dealing with the complexity. So for example, if we roll out our Windows 8.1 device, whatever the right form factor is for the right user, and we start to use a lot of the functionality within that, and you know, such as the virtualization and the Windows to go and all of the other components, we now can start to deal with all of those legacy applications and the delivery methods available for them and make it a much easier environment to deal with. And the same thing on the data side. If we need to run data in a legacy application, its own environment and server, we can isolate that. We can make it easy, but we don't need to spend a lot of time dealing with that application to be able to use a new cloud service or a new functionality, because we can deliver that in another cloud instance and just put them all together and link them together on the desktop. So there's lots of great things we can do to remove complexity and, again, make your job much easier. And now on to number one, what we've all been waiting for. This is one of the most exciting ones, in that if you embrace the device and services era from Microsoft, you're going to have fun and introduce excitement in your own environment. And that's what it's all about. Why do we do IT today? Well, we all do IT today to have fun. That's why we got into this industry. We love technology. We're all geeks at heart, right? We love those things. No matter what your role is as an IT pro, you want to have fun. And I want to tell you that, you know, probably, you know, in the late 90s and early 2000s and, you know, the internet was fun, but then it started to get complex and we had to deal with things and it became less fun because we, you know, throughout, you know, some of the dot-com changes and everything else, it seemed like we had to do more with less and everyone was demanding more and we had less time, less budget, less thing, you know, less items to do more with. And so I want to say that devices and services will help you get that done, and it will allow you to have fun again. You can, you know, do many things with new devices and enable the end users to do that, and hence you're going to be introducing excitement. If you're having fun, that's going to rub off on the end user community and the business. They're going to start to have fun, and you're going to generate a lot of excitement. So they're not going to look at, you know, ways that they have to go out to Best Buy, buy their own device, and then they have to ask you, hey, how do I use this? And then you worry about, well, how do I protect my data and how do I deliver my apps on that? And you can actually take the Microsoft Device and Services platform, enable that, put it in place for your end users, and then hence generate excitement for them where they're going to be more productive and find ways to get things done. So with that, Lex, those are the top 10 ways that an IT pro can be a hero with Microsoft devices and services.
Kevin, that was awesome. You know, some of my favorite things come out of Michigan: cars, guitars, great rock and roll, and now Kevin Fleck.
Ah, that's great. You know, Michigan's an underrated state, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. I totally agree. Hey, so just as an aside, have you guys gotten your Surface 2s yet?
Oh, yeah. Got mine last week. I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah, I bought both. I bought the RT and the Pro. Probably didn't need both, but, you know, what the heck. I just have to have,
you gotta have
everything.
It. You got to have it. So, you know, no doubt about it. And I even went above and beyond that, picked up a Windows 8 Dell Venue Pro as well. So that's a nice companion device when I'm just on the plane or whatever to read a book or whatever. So I've been happy with that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I think the next one I'm going to get is the Lumia 2520. Have you seen that with 4G LTE?
Oh, that
looks sweet. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it does. That looks like a killer device.
And how sweet is it with these back-end services? You fire one of these bad boys up, you enter your credentials, and magically you have access to all of your data and your settings. How cool is that?
It's awesome. And, in fact, in the last episode that we did, we had Elia Gortenboim on, and that was his favorite new feature, the fact that you can just take a device out of the box, enter in, you know, your Microsoft account, and everything, your apps, your email, your calendar, everything comes over. And you know, it's funny you should mention that, because I used to have this battle with my wife.
Yeah.
Every time it was time to get a new computer or upgrade her computer, you know, she would protect it like it was, you know, a newborn baby. She didn't want me anywhere near it. I'm like, honey, I do this all day, every day. I don't care. You know, I don't want to lose my calendar. I don't want to lose my email. So now I can just bring a new device in, type in her stuff, and give it to her, and she can check to make sure all her stuff's there before she hands over the old device.
That is funny. I just went through that with my wife as well. I go through it every time we get her a new device, and honey, relax. It's the cloud. The cloud. I don't want to know anything about this cloud. That's the beauty of the cloud, honey. It's all taken care of for you in the back end. Seamless.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, what about Xbox One? Did you guys order any Xbox Ones?
Do indeed. Do indeed.
I'm on pre-order. Absolutely.
Yeah, I pre-ordered two of them as well. I can't wait. I'm so excited. All right, well, listen, I just want to thank you guys for doing the show. It's been a great show. Kevin, thank you so much for doing that. And Scott, as always, you know, it's always awesome to hang out with you and talk with you. And this has certainly been no exception.
Likewise, Lex. Appreciate it.
Great.
Appreciate
Thanks a lot, Lex.
Yep. So, guys, without further ado, I think we've come to the end of this episode. So that's your Taste of Premiere.